All right, 1380 WPHM Tuesday mornings. Around this time, we talk travel with Deanne from St. Clair Travel. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
I just heard somebody recently talking about a trip they took out west on Route 66. He said it was probably the most American vacation he's ever had. It makes sense. That's Americana right there, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the funny thing is me too. I had a client last fall take a trip we're going to talk about. And he said, I am amazed at all of the history that is on that one strip of road across the country.
Now, it was really the first cross-country highway. And it's not like the interstates of today where, you know, you get off an exit on I-75 and there's chain restaurants and gas stations. Route 66 is all original, crazy 1950s and 60s stuff.
And it is. And that's the one thing he said. What was so cool about it is, this individual states, the country has preserved this.
Yeah.
They're not selling this land to anybody,
yeah.
You know, and I think that's what I think it sounds intriguing to
it's
me.
It's like driving through a museum.
Yeah. Well, and as we talk about this, you're going to see almost every major city on this trip has a Route 66 museum. And what my client had told me is what he enjoyed about it is that each area had a local guide that told them about their area. And it is amazing how much they are alike, but how different each state has.
Well, when I think of Route 66, I think of, you know, getting in the car and just driving. But you have a tour available that you can do a group sort of thing.
It's a 15-day tour.
Holy cow.
I know. And, you know, looking at the days on this, I would think you could shorten it. Well, you can't.
That's cross-country.
I mean, maybe you can zip through it and not see as much, but it starts in Chicago, and they do two nights in Chicago. Now, that's an option. You can stay in Chicago, or you can meet up with the tour in Chicago.
Yeah.
And for us, Chicago's close. You could, you know.
That's a 4 or 5 hour drive.
Yeah,
it's not
and you don't
to
have
there.
To stay.
Yeah.
The next step, then, is they go to Springfield, Illinois. And that's where the tour kind of starts with the Hall of Fame Museum for Route 66. And that's kind of where I'm going to say the tour begins.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, I guess from what I understand, is they take you through this museum and it explains what Route 66 is.
Yeah.
For the wives that maybe are going on the trip. Someone like me who knows what it is but doesn't understand the whole historical point of it.
You don't have to be a car lover to love the idea of Route 66. And I'm not a big gearhead. I'm not a real car guy. I'm more interested in the history of it than anything. But people that are into cars are absolutely enthralled with this because it was the first cross-country highway. This is, you know, where it all started.
And it does. It goes from Chicago down to Springfield. So you do one night in Springfield. Then you go down to St. Louis. You see the Arc of St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
And you keep going from there into Missouri. They stop in Branson, you know, the little mini Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and little shows in that. But again, that's kind of why Branson's on the map.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's on the route. Then you go down to Oklahoma, which I think this is funny how it goes from north, south, and then west.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always think you cut across like Chicago and that. So you go down to Oklahoma, you stop in Elk City, and if I'm not mistaken, Elk City also has the Museum of Route 66, and that's mm-hmm. the one that talks more about the highway itself and how they've preserved it.
Yeah, I got to ask before we go any further, how are we doing all this? Are we on a bus for
this? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, this is an escorted bus.
Yeah.
So what happens is you leave the driving to your tour company.
Beautiful.
We've got Cosmos, Globus, Colette, and what's nice is they're taking your luggage. They've got the hotel set up. You don't have to check in with a credit card. You get to the hotel. They just give you your key and you go into the hotel. The escorted tours are nice because they have a guide on the bus teaching you along the way and guiding you with different ideas and places to eat.
You're not struggling with a map, trying to figure out where you're going to stay that night. It's all
no
planned
fighting.
Out for you.
Yeah, no fighting in the front seat, as my kids used to say. No fighting in the front seat. It's like, yeah. So yes, you're on a bus.
Okay.
It does include some meals. You stay. Now, the hotels on a trip like this are a little bit more low-key because
mm-hmm.
it's not like they've got high-rises everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
So after you get into Oklahoma, then you head to Texas and you go to Amarillo. I guess it's the town that has a bunch of the different things on the side of the road for viewing. I guess Amarillo set up like mm-hmm. that for that. Cadillac Ranch or something like that. Then you're going to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you're going to stay two nights there, which I think is great because there's so much to see there. And then you go to Flagstaff. You're going to stop at the Grand Canyon. You're going to go to Vegas for two nights. Again, we get this trip in there. And then you end up in Los Angeles. And again, with the escorted tour, this tour is 15 nights, gives you lots to see, lots of stops, and you're on Route 66 the whole time.
Well, and you're seeing so many things that you want to see. I mean, you're seeing small towns, you're seeing a lot of history, but you're also seeing Vegas and L.A. I mean,
yes. And the nice thing about this tour in my book is not a lot of meals are included.
Yeah.
In this particular trip, I think that's kind of unique because when you get to these stops, they've probably got a lot of diners. And so when you go in, you're not going to be with everybody on your bus. You can go to one down the street. You know, they're set up a little differently. And like I said, the client that I had that went last fall, he said that's what was cool. I didn't have to eat right when I got off the bus. I walked the streets a little bit, saw the different history. And each town really does have its own museum, even if you're not going into doors of a museum. You know, they have a lot of history and a lot of people walking the streets very proud of their area.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking about Route 66. You're on a bus and you're heading out west. How do you get back here?
You fly home from L.A.
Okay. Just checking.
Yes. Yeah. These are one-way tours a lot of times when we do national parks. And the reason for that is because they're trying to get you through as quickly but also as informatively. So we're going to fly you into Chicago or you could take the train from our area, which is great.
Sure, that's easy.
And then fly home from L.A. one way. And again, they have discounts with air. You know, this is also the kind of trip. Don't forget, guys, that if you can plan a group with this.
Yeah.
You don't have to just go with the two of you or four of you. You know, if you have a group of friends you travel with, what a great way to see the country together.
Yeah. You could take your family. You probably don't want to take little kids on anything like this. But, you know, if you've got teenagers, if you've got college-age kids, absolutely.
If you've got kids that, you know, father-son that are people are right into cars and that.
Yeah.
You know, but like I know that there's different groups out there that do car things and they do all the, you know, antique cars along the way. That might be a nice group to do.
Boy, this sounds like a fun trip. Route 66 by bus and you get to see all the great things, a lot of history, a great sense of what America is all about. If somebody wants to book a trip like this, how do you go about doing that?
Just give us a call at St. Clair Travel. Any of us can help you with some great planning and it's 810-329-7163.
All right. Thanks, Deanne.